Hey, you guys. I want to share something with y'all. This was shared with me by a friend of mine, Joy. She is a survivor of SRA, that's Satanic Ritual Abuse, and of MK, which is like MK Ultra, mind control. And you guys that are familiar with that know that in the process of that, your personalities, yourself on the inside normally is split into different alters, okay, different personalities inside, and that's DID, dissociative identity disorder. As the Lord began to help her to heal, and she's still in the healing process, he spoke to her and led her by his Holy Spirit to put a prayer together that she could pray that was comforting, and it was healing, and it spoke to her insides to help her to heal. All right. And she was she felt that she wanted to share this with everybody who is surviving these things that I just mentioned. Okay. So I want to tell you, when you pray God's word back to him, it's powerful. All right, he hears those prayers. This prayer, she's calling it the prayer for truth. And it is based on Psalm 57, 1 through 3, Psalm 51, verse 6, Jeremiah 1, verse 12, and Isaiah 55, verse 11. I'm going to read out her prayer. Okay, and it's going to be on screen for you guys. And I want to encourage you to go to our website, threeheartschurch.org, and go to the sermons tab, and you're going to see this prayer for survivors of SRA, MK Ultra, DID. And I want y'all to print it out, because when you print it out, then you'll be able to pray this prayer anytime you want to, okay? I'm just going to read it out today so you can hear it and let it minister to you, all right? Here it is, prayer for truth. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusts in you. In the shadow of your wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto you, the Most High God, who performs all things for me. Send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Send forth your mercy and your truth into every part of my being. You desire truth in the inward parts, and I thank you that you will make me to know wisdom in the hidden part. I know that according to Jeremiah 1:12, you watch over your word to perform it. I have prayed according to your word, and I thank you that according to Isaiah 55:11, your word will not return unto you void, but it accomplishes the thing you sent it to do. I pray these things in the name of the true Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh 2,000 years ago, the Son of the one true and living God, in whom there is no duplicity. Amen. And now there's a declaration of faith that Miss Joy put together. This declaration of faith: I want to reaffirm that I am a child of the one true God, and he gives me good gifts. If I ask for bread, he will not give me a stone. If I ask for fish, he will not give me a serpent. If I ask for his truth, he will not give or send me lies. In him there is no darkness, neither shadow of turning. He, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. And in him there is no duplicity. God bless you guys, and we're praying for your healing. Stay in Jesus Christ. We love y'all.